Call the Blaine City Council meeting in Monday, January 8th, 2018 in order. So we have, first thing we'll have is a moment of silence. Stand. Pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So our first order of business is oath of office.
Yes, if I could have all council members down in front here, that would be Bonnie and Alicia and, Charlie and Eric. Then I'll give the oath of office to each of them. Thank you.
And law of the state of Washington, and to faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of City of Blaine Council at Large, Position 7. City of Blaine Council at Large, Position 7.
In and for the County of Washington.
In and for the County of Washington.
State of Washington.
State of Washington.
According to the law and the best of my ability.
According to the law and the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Can we have roll call, please?
Alicia Rule.
Here.
Meg Olson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Eric Davidson.
Here.
And now the next part of this is we're going to choose a mayor for the next year, 2 years, next 2 years. And do we have any motions on the floor for mayor?
I'll make a motion to nominate Bonnie Onion for mayor of the City of Blaine.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we nominate Bonnie Onion as our mayor for the next 2 years. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Hearing none. Bonnie has been chosen to be our mayor for the next 2 years. Now our next choice is for Mayor Pro Tem. Do we have any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Steve Lawrenson.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Steve Lawrence become our Mayor Pro Tem. Any discussion? Hearing none, call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Hearing none. Steve is unanimously chosen to be Mayor Pro Tem. Thank you.
So, can we switch seats?
Okay. That's it.
Everybody move.
Okay, I want to thank you all for appointing me mayor. I will do my utmost to fulfill your expectations for the next couple years. Okay, the next thing on our agenda is audience participation. Do we have anybody who's signed up for that?
No one has signed up.
Okay, is anybody like to speak before the council who hasn't signed the sheet? Okay. Next on the agenda is our fire chief's report.
Evening, Council.
Hello, Chief.
Lots of new faces there. Just tonight, shared with you our newsletter from January newsletter. Otherwise, my report's pretty short. The one thing I would like to point out that our commissioners voted to change our meeting time. We usually meet Thursday night, third Thursday of every month at the Blaine Station for our monthly meeting at 7 o'clock at night. They've changed that now to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So any of you are always welcome to come and attend any of our commissioner meetings.
Did you say third Thursday?
Third Thursday, 1 in the afternoon, Blaine Station. And I've been tasked to video the commissioner meetings and put them on the internet live and all of the previous recorded ones. I don't know if I'll get there by March or April, I hope. So if you don't want to come to the meetings and you still want to come enjoy them, you'll be able to enjoy them from your living room on your computer. So, other than that, I won't go through all the details in here. Other than I'd like to point out that I did get to meet Noah Barnes, the 11-year-old that walked from Florida all the way to Blaine, and that was a pretty exciting day.
Sure,
walk for diabetes. And Glenn was really lucky on the ice storm last week.
Oh, yeah.
If you went to Linden or you went anywhere past Enterprise that way, there was a tremendous amount of damage there. We got really lucky on this side. and didn't have two.
And south in Custer, it started right around.
Yeah, it kind of
zigzagged.
We had 30, in 6 hours, we had 3 structure fires and 33 accidents, calls, and called back our entire staff for that night.
Wow.
Actually, our staff returning to work, 2 of their vehicles got hit by ice and damaged.
Wow.
So it got pretty exciting there for a little while. With that, I'll answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Chief, thanks. Okay. Okay, we have written communications. We have an email from Jesse Crate regarding Blaine Birch Bay Healthy Youth Coalition. We have an email from Debbie Harger regarding the second annual celebration, and a letter dated December 14th from Alice Brown regarding the proposed apartment building on Dakota Creek and Bell Road. Email from Dina Jensen regarding homelessness in Whatcom County. An email from David Wilbrecht regarding the council retreat on January 20th. And a letter from John Hordahl regarding the city's utility department. Anything to add, Sherry?
No, that's it.
Okay, thanks. Okay, in the consent agenda, we've got approval of bills for finishing out 2017 in the amount of $44,777.07, and a wire register of $374,872.37. And for 2018, so far we have bills in the amount of $118,150.99. Approval of payroll for $557,021.61. Approval of the December 26th council meeting minutes and appointment to Public Works Advisory Committee. And who was that?
There's one member that his term was extended, and then another member who replaced the SRA board member.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that was all. Okay, so that's what's on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion for approval?
So moved. Second.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried 7-0. On the action items, the first action item is appointment to Park and Cemetery Board. Prior to the meeting this evening, we did some interviews, and so I will entertain some motion. A motion to appoint to the Park and Cemetery Board.
I make a motion that we appoint Zach Shirk.
Jack Shirk.
Shirk, thank you.
Okay. All right, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay. All in favor of Zach Shirk fulfilling the Park and Recreation Board, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried 7-0. And there is one more opening, correct?
That is what I understand.
That we're going to try to fill as soon as we can.
I will definitely review that to confirm it, but that's what I believe. Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, next is appointment to the Planning Commission. We had 2 applicants, Annette Collins and Richard May. Do I have a motion to appoint one of the 2 of them?
I'd like to appoint Richard May.
I'll second
that.
Is
there a second? To appoint Richard May to continue his position on the Planning Commission. Is there any discussion? Okay, all in favor of the discussion?
More than discussion, I would like to thank Sandra very much for applying. And to please continue to put your name forward. You bring a lot of important skills. I think my vote for Richard will largely be because of the institutional knowledge that he brings to the position, which is so invaluable.
I agree with your decision.
Please do that.
Please do.
Yes.
Okay, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried 7-0. Okay, the next one is appointment to the Blaine Tourism Advisory Committee. There's one opening, and we had an applicant, one applicant that we interviewed. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to appoint Sandy Baker to the opening position.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, there was a second. I think Charlie seconded it.
Thank you.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor of the motion? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried 7-0. Okay. We also have appointments to the Civil Service Commission. We had a note to that effect in our packet, I believe.
Yes, you do.
Okay. And the three recommended to serve in the commission is Edward Onion, Wolfgang Comer, and Harry Robinson. And so we need a vote, is that correct, a motion?
Yes, this is the city manager appoints them, but the council confirms that appointment.
Okay, may I have a motion to confirm these appointments?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried 7-0. Okay, and then we have an appointment to the Economic Development Advisory Committee, which is being recommended to confirm Dennis Olison in that position. Do I have a motion to approve?
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor of the motion? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 7-0.
We'll pass on item 6.
Oh, we're going to pass on item 6 for now? Okay. And what about item 7?
We'll come back on that.
We'll come back to that one later? Okay. All right. Okay, so we've got, next item is commission committee and board reports and reassignments, which there will have to be some, not too many changes, but some changes. I have some suggestions of my own and questions to ask some of you about some of these appointments, and they might not agree with what the city manager has down here.
So, Your Honor, the information down here is who did it last year. And so we thought the process would be for the report to be given, and then the council could determine if they want to switch some of the appointments.
So give reports first?
Yes.
Is what you'd like. Okay. I do know number 3 is not correct. Steve Lawrenson is not Boys and Girls Club. That's
I'm the senior center liaison, and I'm down here as library as well. So, I mean, I'm willing to discuss all of these, but
yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, these
number
are.
Of them say Dave.
I apologize. I think those were errors.
Okay.
We'll just hop through
and see if we have any reports to make. Okay, the Economic Development Advisory Committee. City?
We have a meeting scheduled tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 3, right. Okay, BTAC, Steve?
No meeting this month. We'll get back on track next month with a new member.
Okay. Boys and Girls Club, I think I was covering that. I do not have a report, nor Lane Chamber of Commerce meeting, the new general manager from Semiamos Resort was the speaker. Other than that, I don't have a report at this time. The Red Loan Committee, I don't think we have any applicants for any loans currently. WTA, that was Paul, so there's no report there. Drayton Harbor Shellfish, Charlie?
Celebration was a success,
mm-hmm.
and also I'm on the Port Bellingham Marine Advisory Committee, and they met last in December, and they actually approved their part of our development plan for the Port of Bellingham, mm-hmm. for the Port of Blaine. They mm-hmm. approved the same thing that we went through, so
okay.
or the committee advised recommended the Port of Bellingham to accept that.
Okay. And you're also on the Marine Advisory.
That's it.
Okay, right. Okay. Library Committee, I've been on that committee as council liaison. I did go to the Friends of the Library board meeting last month, and I'm really impressed with that group. They're so dedicated. And they have raised, I think, over a period of maybe a year and a half, 2 years, they've raised, I believe, $32,000 for library improvements slash expansion, whatever that may be, because the future is still kind of up in the air as far as the library, but they continue to build that fund, and I'm really pretty impressed with their dedication to that. And okay, next, Senior Center.
I know the Senior Center was very busy over the holidays, but I'm afraid that I just only know that because I saw the amount of cars in the parking lot since our family was busy as well. I understand they had a pancake breakfast that went very well on towards the end of December and had plenty of holiday festivities. But yes, I will follow up on that. A little bit more information next month.
Actually, I know they had a breakfast on Christmas morning that I went to. And it was pretty well attended and so well done. Even Santa was there, so that was a fun morning. Okay, we have Planning Commission. Do we have any news?
Just that the Planning Commission meets on Thursday. There's a study session at 5:30 and a regular meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
The next day there would be the Park and Cemetery Board. They also meet on Thursday of this week. The meetings are at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Public Works Advisory Committee, Raven, is there anything to report?
We met last week with Mr. Davidson's ascension to the council. We are down one member, and we are continuing to look for a replacement.
Okay. All right. Small Cities Caucus.
A meeting is in 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay. That's on Tuesday morning at 9. No report for Whatcom Council of Governments.
Are you covering that?
I will be covering that. And the Marine Advisory Committee, Charlie already reported on. Okay. So now we need to do some adjustments here. I think we should. So, Charlie, you will continue to have the Shellfish Protection District and the Marine Advisory Committee,
yes,
correct? Meg, could you take the library as well as the Senior Center?
I'd be happy to.
You'd be able to do that? Okay, mm-hmm. That'd be great. Alicia, could you cover the Boys and Girls Club?
Sure.
It's mostly staying in touch with the director. She gave me some really good updates on the programs throughout the year and then the summer programs. And I'm just so impressed with the programs at that club there and the amount of kids. And I know you've got some kids, so it would be of a real interest to you. So that would be great. And you also had an interest in the Port of Bellingham. You know one of the directors and have already talked with him. If you would like to attend their meetings, you're more than welcome to and give, maybe not every meeting, but if you want to stay on top of that.
Sure.
And I want to pass this down. This was the meeting they had on January 2nd, and it just has their agenda there.
Thank you.
I have an idea what they talked about in this last meeting. So they don't read some of these other groups that are down here, like Council of Governments, they request a council liaison. Port of Bellingham has not requested that of us, but I think it's really a good idea to stay in touch with them and be aware of what is happening with the commission. So that would be great. I will do the Whatcom Council of Governments meeting. Those are monthly meetings. I will probably attend most of the Small Cities Caucus along with the city manager. I'd like to continue on the Economic Development Committee as well. And then the Red Loan Committee is just kind of an as-needed committee if there's an application for funds to go over that. And I'm going to try to make an occasional Whatcom County Council meeting too, maybe not every meeting, but I'd like to kind of stay in touch with what the County Council is doing as well. So.
And Bonnie, I'm willing to take the Chamber of Commerce if you'd like to let me go.
That would be great if you could add the Chamber of Commerce to the BTAC. They're kind of closely related there, so that would be great.
I think we we have a vacancy here on the liaison to the WTA board,
mm-hmm.
Which I think, maybe Eric would be willing to look at.
Well,
that.
I was going to ask Mary Lou because Eric, I'd like to have. Could you do that?
I have a conflict when those meetings are on.
Oh, you do?
Okay, okay.
Well, I'm on the Economic Development, and I'm on the Public Works.
Oh, that's right. You're on the Public Works.
She's okay. One of these up here.
Okay.
I think it's important that we stay hooked in with the WTA. Mm-hmm. I think the community is woefully underserved, and what we keep getting back from them is that they're cutting back on service because we don't have ridership. Mm-hmm. And then ridership drops because there are no buses available for our young people to use. Mm-hmm. And especially the youth in our community could really use adequate bus service to get back and forth from the events in Bellingham and Ferndale. We've got a lot of bored kids in this town. We need to do something.
Yes, and I was also thinking with Chuckanut Cheesecake coming into town, too. They've got about, I understand they're going to have about 100 employees. Some of those people might be able to use the bus services to extend, maybe not to have another run, but to have the run go down that road, you know, where they are, and then through the manufacturing
area. I'd like to see that schedule we looked at as well, so if we could figure out some way to make sure Blaine is on their agenda and on their radar, because I don't think we are right now.
I'm not sure when they meet. Do you know?
Thursday morning.
Thursday, 8 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
Thursday, 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Once a month? Okay.
Thanks, Eric.
So, yeah. Now, I think Paul was the chairman this past year of that group.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they're going to be having new officers selected or not, but you could give Paul a call to find out how that went. Okay. I think that that pretty much covers it.
So, Your Honor, on the Planning Commission and Park and Cemetery Board, those could really fall under staff meetings. Reports, so we'd like to remove them.
I think that's a good idea. Thank you. We'll just take those off.
Madam Mayor, we do need another council representative on the Public Works Advisory Committee.
So you want two from council on there?
That's currently the way the resolution is.
Okay. So, Eric, would you like to continue as council liaison? Okay. So, and also when you list these, Sherry, if you could put the two, if somebody has more than one, put them together. That would be great.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, makes it just a little easier to follow. All right. Okay, we're down to department reports. We'll start out with Public Works.
Let my screen go blank on me here. So, funny that Amy brought up the ice storm I was going to say Blaine wasn't affected because our power systems are so wonderful. But actually, our crew helped the city of Sumas for 2 days last week in responding to some of the issues there. So we're really happy to have that kind of collaborative relationship with our other public power representatives. So I wanted to report to you on the second Practical Solutions Workshop for Exit 274. Mr. Wilbrecht and myself went the end of December, and the meeting was really kind of went sideways, if you will, because the gentleman that was there representing FHWA was saying that his office couldn't approve an interchange that wasn't a full access. So essentially what they mean by full access is on and off south, on and off north, and leaving an amendment around and running on that. So we wrote a letter to WashDOT, essentially, is the culmination of the meeting, is that we would write a letter to them asking that they confer with FHWA to see if a less than full interchange would be approvable before we go and try to find the need to do the interchange justification report. They're supposed to get us a response by the 15th of this month. So keep your fingers crossed on that one. Because we were pretty darn excited about one of the alternatives that they brought up, and of course it happens not to be a full access alternative. So we're hoping that the state will really come to bat for us, because I think that the state highway system will really benefit from the alternative that we were looking at. So let's see. Our
project for the senior center driveway has unfortunately just been delayed. Contractor scheduling and now with asphalt plants shutting down for the winter. We should hopefully get that picked back up again. We spoke to the contractor and indicated that they would try again and at least do the grading work and put in the drainage and so forth and then just keep it barricaded and so that when we do get asphalt, we'll be ready. Hopefully I'll have a report for you at the next meeting. We're excited that our project on Bob Land, which is east of SR-543, you spoke of Chapman Foods, so it's kind of a circulation there from that corridor. We have an advertisement right now for consultants, and that opens tomorrow, so hopefully we'll get a packet of consultants that are interested in working for the city so we can get moving on that project. I can't remember if at the last meeting I mentioned that we did get funding for Peace Portal Community Trail Phase 2 from the state, as well as a very short segment of 8th Street, essentially from the bridge to 6th, fixing a big drop approaching the senior center. We hope to do the 8th Street piece this year, and then we'll be designing and preparing the Peace Portal hopefully for next year. With state funding right now. We had a very nice meeting with Bridge Bay Water and Sewer on the 22nd of last month. Kind of went through most of the routine business of our collaborative relationship and talked about projects and comp plans and things like that. But agencies are really waiting on the comp plan to be completed so that we can bring in a more fully evolved CIP. Hopefully this can better be this year. So I've been saying that for a couple of years. And then with all that 2018 budget, we're currently in the department, we're working on our plan for 2018, and I think it's pretty ambitious. So we're looking forward to hiring an assistant director so Raven gets a little help with that. So with that, unless there's any questions, I'll turn it over to
questions
chance.
For Raven? No? Okay, thanks. Steve.
Just two things. One minor thing, Raven. When you get a chance, can you see if you can address the issue on you and Boblett? The pothole we have there on the when you're turning right onto Boblett, onto you, you'll see a great big huge pothole. The pothole is destroying the side of the road. I mentioned it to Leroy about a month ago, and I know he's been busy. If we could maybe take a look at that protected, but I know there's, you're hoping to plan that. So that out of the way, the other thing I would like to say, I want to really thank you and your staff for making such a wonderful effort with all the Christmas decorations as you do every year. As I travel the community and can travel into other towns, I think we have the most beautiful city that's decorated for Christmas. I also want to thank the Chamber of Commerce and all those people for everything they do, along with the crab pot tree and all that other stuff. But, we are blessed to have a crew that does this, plus all the volunteers. So thank you very much.
And you are one of them, Steve. Gathering up all those candy canes.
So the Blaine sign got knocked cattywampus out by the Shell station sometime today or whatever. I just noticed the second.
It was yesterday.
Okay. Next we have Mr. Jones, Community Development Report.
So just real quickly, I wanted to let you know that our department has another request for price proposals out for 665 Peace Portal Drive, which is the old Casa Azul building. You may remember our first request for proposals got no responses. We've since then done some engineering work to determine what might be needed to support the sidewalk and street with the building's removal, and also a full asbestos survey of the property so we know what kind of asbestos remediation needs to be done as part of the demolition. And so that is out on the streets now. We expect to have a pre-bid meeting for anyone who's interested in getting additional information before bidding and potentially viewing the site with the building official. So that is happening next week. So we expect hopefully some bids around the end of the month. I don't remember the exact date that they're due. And then we'll be moving forward.
Okay.
Any questions on anything bad or anything else? Yes, sir.
Michael, an update on the other two buildings adjoining. Anything new on those two?
They're still, they basically have approved building permits to do their repair work. We're kind of holding those subject to getting the demolition happening at the same time because they need to happen sort of concurrently. And there are time limits related to a building permit, so we don't want to artificially start that clock before the building comes down next door.
Wonderful. But you feel very comfortable that the other two are going to be able to be saved?
I do think so, yeah. I mean, it's really up to, of course, the property owners, but they have put together plans, they're engineered, they intend to move forward.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Administrator, or Public Safety. Chief, do you have a report for us?
Good evening, Council. It's a pleasure for me to tell you that new Lieutenant Ryan King is a highly talented and dedicated officer. He has met every one of my expectations. The city is fortunate to have him. There will be six officers tested this month down in Ferndale, a full day of testing for the sergeant position. And this month we should finish the interior remodeling of the department. It's near completion now. And we will start the exterior fencing in the rear parking lot. On January 25th, we will be going to the Whatcom Administrative Board for the formal approval, transferring Blaine's emergency calls to the 911 call center. That will be of such great benefit to this city, and I'm delighted to speak to a group, Dr. Stewart's, on that matter. We're looking also this month for a contractor that will move the data from our old records management system into the new records management system that is compatible with CAD, this computer-aided dispatch, which is part of 911. And sadly, I will tell you on New Year's Eve, Mike Munden, who you all know, of course, was involved in a traffic accident, received some injuries, and at the time he was attempting an emergency maneuver. Now, that matter is under review. He is recovering nicely, and we wish him well.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Any questions for the Chief? Charlie?
Just a comment. I've talked to some people, and they're impressed with the, since you've been there, that the confidence and the level of appreciation by the members of the police department has been really good, supportive of you, and
it says more about the police officers than it does me.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we're glad to have you, if even for a short term. Okay, administrative services. Sherry, we have approval of some vouchers.
Thank you. We have... every year we have an extra council meeting in January to approve the prior year's payables. And so this year it would be on January 19th, which is a Friday, the day before our retreat. And I need to get a quorum to do that. We can do it in the morning, and it could be done within about 5 minutes.
Okay. Who's able to make it?
I can.
Steve can make it. Mary Lou, I can make it. Anybody else?
I just need to be reminded.
You can? You can.
9 o'clock.
Okay. You want to do it 9 o'clock?
Okay, 9 o'clock sounds great.
Okay, there's four of us, and if anybody else, it's always good to have a buffer just in case. Can anybody else tentatively make it?
In a real pinch.
In a real pinch, okay. All right.
Bonnie's bringing donuts. So.
Yeah. Last time it was Sherry. I guess it's my turn.
Okay, thank you very much.
And City Manager, do we have a report?
Council, well, congratulations on the new council members tonight. It's a big change for you and for us. After many years of working with the same council, it's going to be interesting and kind of fun to have some new ideas and some fresh thoughts. So with that in mind, we're scheduling a retreat for the council and staff. It's open to the public, of course, on the 20th, which is a Saturday, from 9 to 4 o'clock. We've got an agenda that we're putting together, which I'll kind of briefly review with you. We have a facilitator that we're going to use. The agenda right now looks like it's simple. We want to maintain that if we can. So introductions, we want to talk about council goals and priorities. We're very interested in knowing what you're thinking. You went through the budget process in 2017 for 18, but a couple of council members weren't here then, so we just want to make sure we revisit those goals and objectives to make sure we're on task. We're going to ask the consultant to give you a call and talk with you for just a couple of minutes individually to make sure we understand what some of your particular interests are as well. So we'll have a little bit of a summary of those phone calls. He'll let us know if there's anything in particular that we really need to focus in on. So you'll be expecting phone calls, and I'll send you an email with his contact name and information so you know who to expect. We're also going to be talking about just some kind of like housekeeping items. You know, there's a council policy that is around that we utilize for all kinds of purposes, but it keeps everybody on the same page. We'll review that. And if the council needs to make any changes or adjustments, that would be a good time to notify us, and we can prepare those changes for the next meeting so that you can be we can be up to date with that. We'll do a little bit of Robert's Rule of Orders, those kinds of things, so we're all on the same page on how to do seconds and motions. It looks like tonight, just by watching you, that you're on task with that already. Sometimes that can get confusing when there's a complex topic on the table. So tonight was pretty straightforward, so we want to work with you on that just a little bit. And that's really for our purposes. You know, Sherry and Sam keep track of notes, and sometimes after a lot of conversation, there's a question about who seconded and who amended and when did it happen, and so we're going to just make sure we're on task with all of those things. We heard very loudly, you know, during the election in the fall that external communications is a really important subject, and we need to do a better job of that, so we're going to take a little bit of time in that meeting on Saturday the 20th to talk about that. What are your expectations for that? What are the tools that are available to do that? What tools do we have currently in hand to do that? And what changes and modifications do we need to make to do a better job? Because we think that's really an important subject. We need to talk about development priorities. So far, since I've been here, there's been a lot of proactive approaches to development, probably more so than most cities I've worked with. And the reasons for that is because we want the city to develop, and we're looking for quality developers to help us do that. So things like street vacations, for example, are something that's really unusual that happens here more often than other places. We want to make sure this council still is on board with those concepts. We don't want to get out in front of you and have developers come forward with projects and proposals that, knowing ahead of time, you may not be favorable with. I think that's just bad business for us to miscue on those kind of things. So we talk about those things. We'll be talking about some of the major projects that we're looking forward to in 2018. The council approved the budget, included a new biennium budget in 2019-2020. That's a big job, putting that together. Jeff's going to be responsible for that. There's going to be new budgeting and timekeeping software implementation. That's a big job, put that together. We have some recruitments that we need to do. The interim chief doesn't want to stay here forever. I know everyone would love him to do that, but he's not going to be here more than probably 9 months, which is a big deal for us. We really appreciate him taking time here to be with us. But we need to do a recruitment to get a police chief in permanently. There's also going to be retirements this year. We need to talk about how we're going to adjust to those. And then there's going to be more property sales at the Gateway site that we need to kind of make sure we're on board with. So that's kind of what's going to happen in the on the 20th. And there'll be other things that will happen too, depending upon the phone calls we make and how our agenda
comes together. We'll send that to you ahead of time, of course. That will be agendized as a public meeting, so the public is attended or welcome to attend and observe. They're not going to be participating necessarily. Some of the other things we're working on is we're moving forward with the construction of the new visitor center. You see that next to Mike Hill's gas station. We're anticipating an April 1st move-in date. That's pretty assertive, pretty aggressive, but they seem to be bouncing right along. And so we're working now, making that transition work, and there'll be some other things, probably coming to BTAC for some conversation about some program ideas and thoughts about that. We just signed the LOU, letter of understanding with IDS for the grocery store concept, and we're now working on the purchase and sale agreement. That's been drafted, and we're reviewing it now, so I expect that's going to come to the council very soon. There's going to be some time to take for implementation for that, because it includes also the deal we're working with the Orkstons on the transition of land exchange. It's kind of complex, but one thing has to happen before the other, so we don't want to get them too tangled with each other. We did get notice from our lobbyists that the state legislators are now meeting, and those topics we talked about in our workshop are on the table. There's also another one which I thought was interesting. There's been a proposal for cities under $10,000 to be able to charge $3 a day for a hotel tax. So every time a hotel room is occupied, there's $3 would go to public safety and public works. So those small cities are struggling the same as we are, apparently, and that's one way that they can capture some revenue. So it becomes a pretty significant number for the city of Blaine. When you think about Sumiyama and the number of people that stay there, as well as our other local hotels. So we'll see where that goes, and I think that's something I would certainly support. So let's see, anything else on this list? I mentioned the time of the start for at 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock on the 20th. That's all I have. Any questions for me or any comments? Yes, ma'am.
Have you, as far as this tax, have you mentioned this to the Sumiyama Resort?
I just learned about it this afternoon in an email.
So yeah. Can I ask for some clarification on that as well?
Sure.
Either my brain just went sideways there or I misheard you. It's cities under $10,000, 10,000 people.
People? Did I say dollars?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So under 10,000
people.
$3.
Per room per night. Yeah.
And those funds specifically would need to go to where?
To public safety and to public works.
Is there any charge now?
Well, yeah, just the tax for the BTAC, which is 1% of the...
1%.
1%.
Right. So this is a dollar amount.
Dollar
amount per room.
It's a different type of formula. I think it's actually pretty good formula. Could really be helpful for the city of Blaine. Yeah. But it's an increment, right? It's a cost to the person visiting. And yeah. I'm sure that the hotels will have to include that in their formula when they have to do the reservations and when they're competitive with other resorts for hotel stays. Mm-hmm. It can be substantial over time.
The state does limit the 1%, don't they?
For tourism.
We
is it 2%? Thank you.
Is it 2% currently? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. City Manager. Yep. Okay, if you all look at your the list on the calendars, is there any questions on those? Steve?
Chair, did I not hear, but on the special meeting we're having, did you say the 19th? On here
that
it says
the
18th.
That will
be the 19th. The 19th, not the 18th.
Right. And then the other thing is that the January 20th retreat will be at Blaine Harbor Boating Center. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. No more questions on the calendar for the next couple of weeks or so? Okay, now we're going to break for executive session to discuss sale of real property and collective bargaining. And we'll be coming back to make any decisions?
Maybe.
Possibly? Okay. And how long do you think we'll be? About a half an hour. Okay. So we will reconvene after executive session. You're all welcome to stay if you would like.